Anzac Day this year is going to be very different from past years. 2020 has seen the COVID virus keep us isolated from one another. However, it won't stop us from honouring those that have given their lives and also those that are still in the services today, the brave men and women of the Australian and New Zealand forces. Many years ago, I wrote a poem for my grandfather who went to Gallipoli. His name was Frederick Harradine. He also served in France. He came back from the First World War and he'd been gassed by the bombs. His life changed very dramatically from there on. There were many men that came back from the First World War with the same circumstances. And if you were brought up in the 50s or 60s, you'll probably remember seeing the lots of gentlemen who'd come back from the war sitting on park benches or in their neighbours' yards having a cigarette and a chat. A lot of men were on their own as well, and you'd see them on their rocking chairs, on their front verandas, just enjoying the sun and trying to recover. This poem that I've written for my grandfather really relates to all the men that went off to Gallipoli and who gave their lives. So this is my tribute for Anzac Day. I hope you enjoy. Grandfather's legacy. Old man sits in his rocking chair, eyes fixed on his front gate, waiting for his mates to call, but it is all too late. His eyes, they are transparent. His mind, it wanders off, remembering long ago happenings and mates that he has lost. Excitement and adventure he did wish to see and thought he'd help to save the world at Gallipoli. This Aussie man's a digger who travelled far from home, boarding ships for far-flung lands, rifles held in untrained hands, some with horses for brave young men. They thought the world depended on them. They laughed and joked along the way. Good on you, mate. How do you do? Are you looking for a thrill or two? Unaware of what was in store, Anzac, their destiny forged, with Gallipoli their port of call. As each one headed for the shore, men and boys shot down like dogs, while others prayed to God above to get them through the days and hours, shrapnel descending down like showers, struggling their way through bludgeoned debris, the likes of which they could never conceive, bodies strewn from shore to cliff, the blood of might and youth. These horrors of war did not sway them. In fact, their sheer tenacity saved them. Mateship born in these brave men, each one knowing they could depend on mates that said, "G'day, come with me, we'll find a way. We'll beat the Turks at their own game and live to see this through. Don't give up, we'll improvise. Us Aussies know how to survive. We've tamed our harsh brown land, now we can tame this godforsaken land." The Anzac spirit born of man. Where neighbours once from Oz and NZ would wrap each other in verbal dread, now standing side by side, building trust and friendship with pride. With tears for fallen soldiers waved, with courage to live another day, waiting for bombs and gas to fall to finish one and all. In their pits of futile plague, unsung heroes saved mates from graves. Anzac's spirit born so well in this unholy hell. Diggers are a special breed, of that there is no doubt. Tenacity and strength of spirit we cannot comprehend when searching the faces of these brave men. I look at this brave man's face as I walk through his front gate. I see an old man before his years, a grandfather who finds it hard to shed tears. I am but 8 and cannot understand the pain dealt to this dear, sweet man. His passing was a quiet affair, but I remember this, his sacrifice for this land of ours, his sacrifice to keep me free, his Anzac love and pride of country, grandfather's legacy to me. at the going down of the sun and in the morning, I will remember them, lest we forget.